ุณกำลังฟัง SBS ไทยฟังเรื่องราวที่น่าสนใจอื่นๆได้อีกที่ sbs.com.au/thai
My name's Bec Stokes. I'm a detective acting sergeant currently attached to the Brimbank Crime Investigation Unit, which is Sunshine Police in the western suburb of Victoria.
I heard from what you told us in the last meeting at Victoria Police about the scams that involve international students and new migrants. And you said that there are some online scammers that use international students and new migrants to open up bank accounts and then transfer money or something like that. Could you please tell us more about this and if possible, tell us some examples of cases of this happening?
No worries. So firstly, I just want to say that there are multiple different types of scams that are currently affecting our communities and various groups within our communities. So it's not just limited to international students or new migrants to Australia. There's a number of scams. But what we're currently seeing is a trend where scammers are targeting international students or new migrants to Australia. And they're requesting them to open up bank accounts or allow these scammers access to their own personal bank accounts. And what happens from there is those accounts then become fraudulent. And as a result of scams, fraudulent money is being transferred through these fraudulent accounts, and most commonly the funds will then move offshore pretty much straight away.
What tactics are these scammers used to lure international students or new migrants to be involved in this?
So basically the scammers will recruit or approach an unknowing victim or secondary victim, what we tend to call them, and they ask these people to open up bank accounts on their behalf. And in doing so, they will offer what's usually a very small fee. So a couple of hundred dollars that the international student or new migrant might receive as a benefit for allowing access to that account.
Normally, how long would it go for? Is it just one transaction or it would be going on for over a period of time?
It does vary. It can be one transaction. However, it's up to the financial institutions as well as to whether that account is flagged as fraudulent. It depends on a number of different reasons. The person who has lost the funds may report it to their banking institution, and then that account, that fraudulent account, will be flagged as fraudulent and the funds will be frozen. Or, unknowing to the banks or the victims, these accounts can remain active for some time and multiple transactions can occur.
If international students or new migrants involved in this, will they become accessories of crime and how this is going to affect their lives?
Yeah, it's difficult. If people are finding themselves in this situation, they can become implicated in the movement of the fraudulent funds. They may be questioned by police and it may lead to criminal charges depending on their level of involvement. So it's really, really important that people do not allow or do not open new bank accounts or allow access to their own personal bank accounts. And if they do find themselves in this situation, it's really, really important that they report it to their financial institution or Victoria Police as soon as possible.
How prevalent is this type of scams? How many cases have Victoria Police come across?
It's really, really difficult to put a number on it at this stage. I work out of Brimbank CIU, which is in the western suburbs of Victoria, and we are seeing this as a bit of a trend at the moment. However, there's multiple scams, multiple different scams affecting the community. So it's really difficult to put a number on at the moment.
But this is like a new type of scam that's emerging recently.
It's been around for a little while. However, we continue to see victims losing money and unsuspecting secondary victims, I guess you would call them, becoming involved with limited knowledge of what's going on with their bank accounts.
why do international students and new migrants become target of these scammers? Why are they vulnerable?
Yeah, I guess they may be vulnerable maybe because they might have a limited understanding of the types of scams that exist. Now, these scammers are very, very good at what they do. So they learn to gain trust from people. So what I would say is it's just maybe a limited understanding of what's happening in these types of scams. And that's why I'd like to just build a little bit of awareness across the general community to try to limit the involvement and limit these people getting access to these fraudulent accounts as much as possible.
What can we do to protect ourselves from these scammers?
Really, really important that people protect their own identities and personal information and personal documents. Do not provide any personal information or passwords to anyone. Don't open up bank accounts for or on behalf of another person, and definitely don't allow anyone to use your own personal bank account because that's where it leads back to the individual account holder.
If people become involved in this type of scam unwittingly and just realize it, how can they get out of this situation?
So it's really important that if anyone does come across or believe that they've become involved in any type of scam, it's really important that they report it to Victoria Police and allow the police to make an assessment as to what has occurred. If they're unsure whether they've become involved, then it's really important to let the police know of what's happening and let them make an assessment. And to provide as much info as possible in regards to the circumstances to police, and also consider making a formal statement about how they become involved in this scam. And that way, Victoria Police can investigate that further.
Do you have any message to international students and new migrants about this type of crime?
It's really important that they become aware of the types of scams that are out there at the moment and how they may find themselves involved unknowingly. Basically, don't accept an offer if it sounds too good to be true. Don't accept any financial gain for limited involvement, and maybe do some research and ask questions, because we'd rather provide advice and awareness in the first instance rather than having to follow through on the criminal investigation.
If anyone have some information about this or thinking that may be involved in this type of scam unwittingly, how should people contact the police?
There's a number of different platforms that can be used to report this issue. One is to report it directly at your local police station. And there's also a cyber issue reporting system, which is administered by the Australian Cyber Security Centre. And information can be provided through that system, which then gets linked into Victoria Police. And if people do feel or believe that they've become involved or their identities have been compromised in any way, then there's also another website, which is called idcare.org, which is a national identity and cyber support service for victims. So they can go through the ID Care website, which is the National Identity and Cyber Support Service, or report it online via the Cyber Issue Reporting System. And that's a good platform to report any kind of involvement with any fraud, and those reports get directed to Victoria Police for further assessment and investigation.
Thank you very much for talking to SBS Thai today.
No worries. Thank you for your time. And it's good to be able to build some awareness about these type of scams that we're currently experiencing.